A new HBO miniseries premieres tonight, and it's guaranteed to give you nightmares. The drama chronicles the real-life disaster at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant.
Chernobyl is on fire. And every atom of uranium is like a bullet, penetrating everything in its path. Metal, concrete, flesh. Now, Chernobyl holds over 3 trillion of these bullets. Some of them will not stop firing for 50,000 years.
Terrified yet? The series looks at the human toll of the world's worst nuclear accident. For so many people living near the plant in Ukraine and Belarus, the health impacts were immediate and devastating. Others lived in fear of the long-term problems of radiation exposure. In the years after the disaster, U.S. charities made efforts to help some of the most vulnerable people living near Chernobyl. The World's Andrea Crossan has this story.
This is a curious dog sniffing my microphone. She's a pretty little boxer mix named Tiara, and this is my dog park. It's not much of a park, really. It's just a ball field that becomes a giant mud pit at this time of year. I'm here to meet Tiara's owner.
My name is Andrei Rzhevsky. I am 33. I'm originally from Minsk, Belarus.
Full disclosure, Andre and I are friends. Recently, Andre and I got talking about his childhood in the former Soviet Union. He was born in September of 1986. That's just a few months after the Chernobyl disaster, and in a city only 200 miles away from the nuclear power plant.
We were actually, as kids, we were always encouraged to pick and eat berries from our own fields because, well, it's cheaper and it's healthier than buying stuff in the store because you kind of never know where stuff in the store comes from.
Picking berries, playing outside every day in the region where 70% of the radioactive dust from the Chernobyl disaster landed. Andre says that growing up, he didn't know about any of this.
Just in general, the whole political situation in the region because of the breakup of the Soviet Union was pretty tense.
It wasn't until he was about 16 years old when he learned about a charity that was reaching out to kids like him, who were exposed to that radioactive dust in the weeks and months after the explosion.
Somebody circulated some paperwork regarding this program where you could travel to the U.S. and live in a host family. One of the main key points of that was that you would get free checkups at a local hospital with a local doctor.
The trip was sponsored by a charitable organization called the Children of Chernobyl. And in 2003, Andre traveled from Minsk to Ellensburg, Washington. He and about 10 other teens were met by host families and spent that summer living like American kids. They would hang out on the lake, taking turns getting pulled behind a boat on an inner tube. And they learned about American college life. The program was connected to the Central Washington University, so Andre spent time at the campus learning business skills and doing team projects.
They showed us the dorms, and I think we actually stayed like a night or two, a couple of nights in the dorms. You know, it was fun.
Andre was one of hundreds of kids who participated in these kinds of programs across the U.S., but it wasn't all fun.
They did some blood testing, and they also were checking our thyroids, as that, of course, is one of the things you check for, you know, I guess radiation or nuclear fallout maladies.
After Chernobyl, there was an increase in thyroid cancer among children in the region. And that summer in 2003, that was the first time that Andre remembers ever having a medical checkup to test his thyroid. His thyroid was fine, but it's something he thinks about to this day.
I mean, definitely just, you know, checking my health. It's one of those things where you kind of have to monitor yourself pretty much your entire life.
That summer in Ellensburg, Washington, changed Andre's life. It cemented his desire to come to the U.S. permanently and go to college. And he's built a life here with his wife, Sophie, and, of course, Tiara.
Good girl.
Andre reached out recently to the head of the Children of Chernobyl program in Ellensburg. He found out that the charity closed last year. Most of the charities devoted to helping children after the Chernobyl disaster have closed. There just isn't the same need anymore. The children are in their 30s and 40s now. But Andre says he's curious about the dramatization of what happened at Chernobyl. He plans to watch the HBO series tonight.
More of like a historical and more of a documentary nature, opposed to just being, like, way over-dramatized. But I am definitely interested in watching it myself.
For The World, Andrea Crossan, Alston, Massachusetts.